You're listening to Season 2 of the Lifting Her Voice podcast. This is episode number 121, and today we'll read 1 Chronicles chapters 3 through 5 together. The descendants of David, Judah's kings, and David's descendants after the exile. Welcome to the Lifting Her Voice podcast, Season 2. I'm your host, Joy Miller, and I invite you to grab your Bible and join me from the beginning, simply reading God's Word together. We built some spiritual muscles in 2020 with just the New Testament, but this year we're going all out, cover to cover, Old Testament and New. So whether with your first cup in the morning, your commute to work, or it's the last thing on your mind before sleep, God's Word will equip you for every good work. I'm really glad you're here. First Chronicles, Chapter 3. These were David's sons who were born to him in Hebron. Amnon was the firstborn by Ahinoam of Jezreel. Daniel was born second by Abigail of Carmel. Absalom, son of Maacah, daughter of King Talmai of Geshur, was third. Adonijah, son of Haggith, was fourth. Shephatiah by Abital was fifth. And Ithream by David's wife Eglah was sixth. Six sons were born to David in Hebron, where he reigned 7 years and 6 months, and he reigned in Jerusalem 33 years. These sons were born to him in Jerusalem: Shimeah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. These four were born to him by Bathshua, daughter of Amiel. David's other sons, Ibhar, Elishua, Eliphelet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhiah, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet, 9 sons. These were all David's sons with their sister Tamar, in addition to the sons by his concubines. Solomon's son was Rehoboam. His son was Abijah, his son Asa, his son Jehoshaphat, his son Jehoram, his son Ahaziah, his son Joash, his son Amaziah, his son Azariah, his son Jotham, his son Ahaz, his son Hezekiah, his son Manasseh, his son Amon, and his son Josiah. Josiah's sons, Johanan was the firstborn, and Jehoiakim second, Zedekiah third, and Shalem fourth. Jehoiakim's sons, his sons Jeconiah and Zedekiah. The sons of Jeconiah the captive, his sons Shealtiel, Malkiram, Pedaiah, Shenazar, Jechemiah, Hoshama, and Nedabiah. Pedaiah's sons, Zerubbabel and Shimei. Zerubbabel's sons, Meshullam and Hananiah, with their sister Shalomith, and 5 others, Hashabah, Ohel, Berechiah, Hasadiah, and Jushabhesed. Hananiah's descendants, Pelatiah, Jeshaiah, and the sons of Rephaiah, Arnon, Obadiah, and Shechaniah. The son of Shechaniah, Shemaiah. Shemaiah's sons, Hattush, Igal, Beriah, Neariah, and Shaphat, 6. Neariah's sons, Elioenai, Hizkiah, and Ezrikam, 3. Elioenai's sons, Hodaviah, Eliashib, Pelaiah, Akab, Johanan, Delaiah, and Anani. 7. 1 Chronicles, chapter 4. Judah's sons, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reaiah, son of Shobal, fathered Jahath, and Jahath fathered Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathites. These were Etam's sons, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash, and their sister was named Hazael-Poni. Penuel fathered Gedor, and Ezer fathered Husha. These were the sons of Hur, Ephrathah's firstborn and the father of Bethlehem. Asher fathered Tekoa and had two wives, Helah and Naarah. Naarah born Ahuzam, Hefer, Temeni, and Haahash-Tarai to him. These were Naarah's sons. Helah's sons, Zereth, Zohar, and Ithnon. Kaz fathered Anam, Zobiba, and the families of Aharhel, son of Haram. Jabez was more honored than his brothers. His mother named him Jabez and said, "I gave birth to him in pain." Jabez called out to the God of Israel, "If only you would bless me, extend my border, let your hand be with me, and keep me from harm, so that I will not experience pain." And God granted his request. Caleb, brother of Shuha, fathered Mehir, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton fathered Beth-Rapha, Paseah, and Tehinna, the father of Ir-Nahash. These were the men of Rekah. Kenaz's sons, Othniel and Seraiah. Othniel's sons, Hathath and Meonothai. Meonothai fathered Ophrah, and Seraiah fathered Joab, the ancestor of those in the Craftsman Valley, for they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam. Elah's son, Kenaz. Jehalalel's sons, Ziph, Ziphah, Tiriah, and Asarel. Ezra's sons, Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. Mered's wife, Bithiah, gave birth to Miriam, Shemaiah, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. These were the sons of Pharaoh's daughter, Bithiah. Mered had married her. His Judean wife gave birth to Jered, the father of Geder, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zenoa. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Nahem, the father of Keilah the Garmite, and the father of Eshtemoah the Maacathite. Shimon's sons, Amnon, Rinna, Ben-Hanan, and Tylon. Ishai's sons, Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, son of Judah, the father of Lekah, Leada, the father of Marisha, the families of the guild of linen workers at Beth Ashbia, Jochem, the men of Kozeba, and Joash and Zareph, who married Moabites and returned to Lehem. These names are from ancient records. They were the potters and residents of Netaim and Gedera. They lived there in the service of the king. Simeon's sons, Nemuel, Jamin, Jerub, Zerah, and Shaul. Shaul's sons, his son Shalem, his son Mibsam, and his son Mishma. Mishma's sons, his son Hamuel, his son Zachar, and his son Shimei. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, so their whole family did not become as numerous as the Judeans. They lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hazar Shul, Bilha, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susim, Beth Bairai, and Shearayim. These were their cities until David became king. Their villages were Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Ashen, 5 cities, and all their surrounding villages as far as Baal. These were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record for themselves. Meshobab, Jamlech, Josha, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jeru, son of Joshabiah, son of Seraiah, son of Asiel, Elonai, Jeacabah, Jeshoheiah, Asaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, and Ziza, son of Shiphai, son of Elon, son of Jedaiah, son of Shimrai, son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were leaders in their families. Their ancestral houses increased greatly. They went to the entrance of Gedor, to the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. They found rich, good pasture, and the land was broad, peaceful, and quiet, and some Hamites had lived there previously. These who were recorded by name came in the days of King Hezekiah of Judah, attacked the Hamites' tents and the Meunites who were found there, and set them apart for destruction, as they are today. Then they settled in their place because there was pasture for their flocks. Now 500 men from these sons of Simeon went with Pelatiah, Neriah, Rephaiah, and Uziel, the descendants of Ishi, as their leaders to Mount Seir. They struck down the remnants of the Amalekites who had escaped, and they still live there today. 1 Chronicles chapter 5. These were the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel. He was the firstborn, but his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, son of Israel, because Reuben defiled his father's bed. He is not listed in the genealogy according to birthright. Although Judah became strong among his brothers and a ruler came from him, the birthright was given to Joseph. The sons of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. Joel's sons, his son Shemaiah, his son Gog, his son Shimei, his son Micah, his son Reaiah, his son Baal, and his son Beera. Beera was a leader of the Reubenites, and King Tiglath-Pileser of Assyria took him into exile. His relatives by their families, as they are recorded in their family records: Jeiel the chief, Zechariah, and Bela, son of Azaz, son of Shema, son of Joel. They settled in Aroer, as far as Nebo and Baal Meon. They also settled in the east, as far as the edge of the desert that extends to the Euphrates River, because their herds had increased in the land of Gilead. During Saul's reign, they waged war against the Hagrites, who were defeated by their power, and they lived in their tents throughout the region east of Gilead. The sons of Gad lived next to them in the land of Bashan as far as Salika. Joel the chief, Shapham the second in command, Janai, and Shaphat in Bashan. Their relatives, according to their ancestral houses, Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Joerai, Jachin, Zaya, and Eber, 7. These were the sons of Abihail, son of Hurai, son of Jeroah, son of Gilead, son of Michael, son of Jeshishai, son of Jado, son of Buz. Ahi, son of Abdiel, son of Gunai, was head of their ancestral family. They lived in Gilead, in Bashan and its surrounding villages, and throughout the pasture lands of Sharon. All of them were registered in the genealogies during the reigns of Judah's king Jotham and Israel's king Jeroboam. The descendants of Reuben and Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh had 44,760 warriors who could serve in the army, men who carried shield and sword, drew the bow, and were trained for war. They waged war against the Hagrites, Jetur, Naphish, and Nodab. They received help against these enemies because they cried out to God in battle, and the Hagrites and all their allies were handed over to them. He was receptive to their prayer because they trusted him. They captured the Hagrites' livestock, 50,000 of their camels, 250,000 sheep, and 2,000 donkeys, as well as 100,000 people. Many of the Hagrites were killed because it was God's battle, and they lived there in the Hagrites' place until the exile. The descendants of half the tribe of Manasseh settled in the land from Bashan to Baal Hermon, that is, Senir or Mount Hermon. They were numerous. These were the heads of their ancestral families: Epher, Ishai, Eliel, Azrael, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel. They were valiant warriors, famous men, and heads of their ancestral houses. But they were unfaithful to the God of their ancestors. They prostituted themselves with the gods of the nations God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel roused the spirit of King Pul, that is, Tiglath-Pileser of Assyria, and he took the Reubenites, Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh into exile. He took them to Hala, Haber, Hara, and Gozan's River, where they are until today. It almost seems like there's a repeat of Judah's descendants, and that's because there is. However, one is done from the perspective of David's genealogy, and the other, in chapter 4, is done in regard to the 12 sons of Jacob, or Israel. This is an important distinction. Jesus came from the line of David, who descends from the tribe of Judah. Then we get a little bit of a departure from names only when reading the descendants of Judah and Simeon. The chronicler sprinkled in a few of those omitted things, which gives some nice texture to the reading. Were there any interesting tidbits that stood out to you? Share your thoughts with me at liftinghervoice.com, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you for joining me here today. I pray that by spending time in His Word every day, you will be changed. Visit me at liftinghervoice.com with your comments and questions. And don't forget to visit the blog page while you're there. If you like the podcast, it would be great if you'd give it a 5-star review and share it with everyone you know. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.